States, we certainly don't need to worry about the propagation doing it this way. So it's we get to have a conversation rather than give you a 5-9 and see you later type of thing. So at least this way we actually get to find out a bit about each other, which is always a bonus there, James. So with that, I'll pass it back to you there, James, from 2E. I think there was somebody else there besides James, by the way, Alan. Break and see if that station wants to try again. I heard two. There was James and another gentleman. But I'm not sure. I didn't get the call sign or anything, but I did hear a second voice. So, you leave a bit of a gap there, James, and see if there's somebody else there that wanted to break in. If not, then you pick it up, James, from 2E0 PSB in Plymouth, the UK.
N0GTJ listening. N0GTJ listening.
Yes, hello there. Is it M0JTJ?
Yeah, there's two there. One said he's just
quite sure.
I just
got a bit
to call sign.
If that's you, you're in Hayward East. Otherwise, I've probably got the call sign wrong, which is not unusual for an old guy.
We'll pass you in shortly.
Back to you. M0? Question mark. See if we can get you pulled in.
Very good. Season's greetings to you both there. I'll pass it to James, and we'll bring you in shortly. Over to you, James, in the USA, from 2E0 PSB in the group.
Hey, John, I didn't quite catch your call sign. What was that?
Yeah, okay. It's 2 Echo 0 Papa Sierra Victor. Public service vehicle, as in a coach driver in the UK. That's why I chose the PSB. Over to you, James.
I've only been a licensed operator since October, so I've made very few contacts with anyone. And all I have in my hand right now is an iPhone. And for a radio, all I have is just a handheld. So until I can get set up with a better rig, this is the way I'm going to do it.
Over to you, Alan.
Yeah, okay there, John. Right, the other station, sorry, I didn't quite get your call sign. I got you down as Mike Zero, Juliet Tango Juliet. You want to correct me on that, please, if I'm wrong? This is Alan, M3GCA, near Sheffield.
Good morning. This is M0GTJ calling. Yes, I'm getting you sort of fairly 5-9-ish, slight distance somewhere. I've only just set up the PC. I'm not quite sure how good the voice is coming over. Over.
Yeah, okay, it's not brilliant. I still didn't get your call sign. I've tried JTJ, I've got CTJ, but CTJ is a silent key, a pigeon cooper. So I wonder if you could just give me the rest of the call sign phonetically and I'll find you on QRZ.
Yes, I've got it. It's Mike Zero Golf Tango Juliet, M0GTJ.
Yeah, Yeah, okay, Richard, from St. Albans. Lovely to make your acquaintance. We have a few on, as you could probably gather. We've got America on, and we've got Plymouth on, and of course myself in Yorkshire. So I'm going to put it over to you, John, and hand it around. 2E0 PSV, M3 GCA with the group.
Well, since you brought that one in, I'll bring the other one in, because there was two there. the other station, go ahead. Will you call sign, please? Nope, the other one
yes,
might have bailed out.
Hello, Bravo 1, Papa
Zulu. Yeah, well, lovely to hear everybody.
My name is Bob,
and I'm sure you're... I mean, you can get your radios in time there, James, but this is a good way to start, in my opinion. I've been at it since, I've been into radio since I was 13, and now I'm up in the 60s, and still at it. yeah, the only difference with age is the radios get more expensive. You end up buying bigger and better. it's a good place to start, and you can obviously, if depending on how familiar you are and who you know, it's always a good place to find out what type of radio is good to buy and what you want it for. So the input can be quite useful with this type of mode. To get you in the right direction to what you would like for the job, to do the job that you want it to do. So there's so many out there, it can be quite difficult to choose from one radio to another and what they do. They're all different in different ways, but yeah, there's lots of options. So I'll pass it back to you there, James. And I think the other guy was called Richard. I'm not quite sure. Over to you there, James, from 2E0 PSV in Plymouth.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to back out of here. I have to take care of some other things. Been nice chatting with you this morning. Hopefully we'll connect another time. So this is KR4HCQ 73 to you, and clear.
I'll jump back in. I'd just like to acknowledge Kilo Bravo 1, Papa Zulu Sierra, Bob. This is Alan, M3GCA. Back to you, Bob.
M3GCA in the group, 2E0 PSV.
Hey, good morning. It's morning here. It's probably... you guys, 5 hours ahead, I think. So it's probably early morning, or late morning, early afternoon. Yeah, we got a bunch of snow here in Connecticut, USA. I'm in the Northeast, and we got about 7 inches of snow here overnight. And not looking forward to getting out there and cleaning off the car. But... you know, what you got to do, what you got to do. Anyways, I just playing around with my note, my All-Star note here, trying different configurations. I was getting some buzzing noise, but I put a bunch of ferrite beads on there, and that seemed to calm it down a little bit. But just checking it out to see how it's doing. Also, I'm going through my cell phone internet. Just wanted to see how that's going. It's kind of a test drive so I can take it out in the mobile. Anyways, back to, I didn't catch everybody's call sign, so I guess back to the next person who gets it. I'm not sure who that is. KB1 PZS.
Do you want to pick it up, Alan?
Yeah, okay there, John. Yeah, okay, KB1 PZS, Bob. Nice to meet you today for the first time. Yeah, I see you've got a note. I was looking on the dashboard, so that's how I knew you were calling in. There was another station talking as well. It's funny how we get this doubling effect. You haven't got the capture effect like you do on HS, not HF, that other one. Yeah, anyway, thanks for the call there. So nice to meet you today. We had a nice little group on, and I think KR4HCQ was cleared, so I'm not sure about M0GTJ. He may still be there. I've lost track of it now, John. This old age thing's not good, is it? So I'll put it back to you, John, and we'll have to just pass it about as best we can, unless somebody's got a good memory. From M3GCA.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's left now, and I got a bit confused then. I'm wondering what happened. I take it that was a different guy in the USA than that spoke. So, yeah, got a bit confused. I should have looked at the dashboard. that would have helped. Yeah, I can't see Darren on the dashboard, but that don't mean he is listening, because he could be listening via other things, whether it be Pina or one of the other versions on listening. So, if you are listening, Darren, morning. He's hour in front, isn't he? Be at past 12 to him then. So good afternoon. Yeah, not really a lot to say. So I didn't really hear what you said, to be fair, Alan. And the reason for that was I went into the little boys' room next door. Lucky enough, I'm on the same floor as the little boys' room, so I could hear you speaking. I heard you pass it back to me, but other than that, I didn't hear what you said. From 20 PSV, bet you, Alan.
Yeah, 20 PSV, M3GCA. Yeah, he's handy with the dashboard, but of course, if somebody's coming in through a repeater or something else, it's not quite true, but I could see KB1PZS, so I knew that one was correct. So, and yeah, well, I'm totally out of it. They all bent my memory box is about as much use as, as they say, a chocolate fire guard. And I'm dyslexic as well, as you well know. So when I try and get call signs, I get it all muddled. Certainly, it makes it difficult, but interesting. So I think I'm just going to drop a couple of emails, and then I'm going to QSY. I think I better present myself, get a shower, and think about sorting the day out. But lovely to meet you again, John, and all the other stations. If there's anybody still listening, it's been a pleasure meeting up today, and I'm going to QSY. So I'm not sure who's left, to be honest. I'll try Bob, KB1PZS. If you're still there, Bob, M3GCA is back to you.
Hey, Roger, M3GCH, KB1PZS. Yeah, very good. 73, good talking to you for a short minute, and yeah, it looks like it's working quite well. Yeah, this is my first all-star node. I got it up working a few weeks ago. Actually, it's getting more than that now, probably maybe almost a month now I've had it up, but I'm running ham VoIP on it. I might switch over to ASL3, but I'm having a blast with it. The All-Star is really fun. I got into DMR early this year, like January, I bought my first DMR radio, made my first hotspot, and then now I'm into I'm on M17 YSF, and I got like three or four hotspots and three or four radios, and now I got this All Star note, and I can't put it down. I'm just on it now. Every free moment I can be on it, I'm on it. So it's really really enjoying it. Anyways, I hope everybody had a good Christmas, and I hope everybody has a good.